Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm Damon.
And I'm Megan.
And today we have a very special guest. We got to give the people what they want. A few weeks ago, we had expectation that Pastor Sam was going to be speaking, and unfortunately, he got sick that week. So we decided to bring him on the podcast. So welcome, Pastor Sam.
Yeah, I'm really glad to be here. I'm really excited about this new podcast launch, and I love to be a part of it.
Yeah, so thanks, Pastor Sam. The first thing that we ask all of our guests is, what has God been highlighting to you recently? So what's God been teaching you recently?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. I feel like the Lord has been teaching me kind of so much. But one of the things I've really been, God's been speaking to me a lot lately is just really enjoying Him more. Right. And I think one of the things he's been really showing me is just like how much, especially like what we've been through the past 2 years, just how easy it is to focus in on the negative all the time.
Right.
And then there was just so much filled with negative. And I feel like the Lord was really just speaking to me about like, why do you just focus in on the negative so much? Either what's wrong or what's not happening yet or what's not clear or all these different things. And he's saying like, why don't you focus in on what is and what's instead of what's not? And he's saying, you need to focus in on what is. Like, what am I doing? Are you seeing it? Are you receiving it? Are you enjoying it? And I think that's what he's been really trying to highlight. And it's been eye-opening, but it's been hard. It's been hard when you've been like doing that and thinking that way for so long.
Yeah.
It's hard kind of making that adjustment.
Oh, that's really interesting to me because we just had a podcast with John Hino on, and the thing that God's been leading him in is how to have peace and joy every day. So it's neat to see that it seems like God is weaving that all together, that joy is kind of a theme for this season, that God is really wanting to highlight joy in different people's lives. So is there something that you've been doing practically to kind of step into that?
Into experiencing joy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just trying to be intentional about first, it kind of comes from Romans 12:21, which says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. So the first part of it is, don't let yourself be over discouraged or don't be overwhelmed by the negative things that happen. So that was kind of the first step, and just really being intentional about that is like, when negative things happen, don't give it too much weight. You know, and that's what the Lord's telling me. He's like, you're giving it too much weight.
Yeah.
You're giving it too much focus. You're giving it too much power. Like, it shouldn't be like that. And so he was telling me, like, you need to first, don't be overcome by evil. But then the second half of that is let the good overcome evil. It says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And he's saying, like, focus in on what is good. And so constantly seeking the Lord after each day about what's good. You know, what are you doing? You know, and really being able to see that and receive that, and then let your joy come from who God is and what he's doing.
Yeah, that's really good. Like shifting our perspective from our situation, maybe the negativity, and then it could become overwhelming to like, wait, no, who are you, Lord? Looking at God's character. And then I just love what you're talking about. Like that's something that's been highlighted with me this season is just enjoying. It's cool how like we could all be in different places doing different things, but we're all sensing the same thing God's doing.
Yeah, and it's neat because it really fits what this podcast is all about, is helping people to flourish in every season. And, you know, being able to experience joy even when things are difficult or when our circumstances are not the way that we want them to go, you know, that's a big part of being able to flourish in those seasons, is being able to experience joy and seeing what God is doing in the midst of that. So it's neat to see that God's leading you in that way too. And we didn't even talk about this beforehand.
Yes.
But it's really cool to see that God is weaving all of these things together. And for me as a host, it's exciting as each time I get to hear our guests come on and sharing. And it's like, wow, God is really doing a lot of similar things in this season with different people. And so I really feel like that's an exciting thing, because if you're someone that wants to experience more joy, or you're someone that's been stuck in different difficult circumstances, I feel like really these things are for you.
Yeah.
And these are ways that you can really take tangible steps. And some of the things that our guests have been sharing it are really tangible, simple steps that we can take to really be able to experience more joy in some difficult seasons, or be able to feel like we're actually alive and flourishing in times that other people or the world might say, no, you're oppressed, or things aren't going the way that you want them to. So you can't flourish, but really God wants us to flourish all the time. So we're really excited. We haven't talked to Pastor Sam in a long time. It's neat because the vision for our church is we want to help people to be all that God has created and called them to be. And whether that's at Catalyst, and for some people that is, and some people God is calling and launching into other places. And so Pastor Sam is one of the first fruits of that. In this past year, he felt God's call to launch into a new ministry. So we wanted to kind of catch up with him, see how that transition's gone, get a little bit more of his story about what God's been doing in some of those things. So Pastor Sam, how has the last year been for you?
Wow. First, I'm just surprised that it's been a year. It's like, sometimes it felt long, but then at the other times it felt like, I can't believe a whole year is kind of already passed.
Yeah.
And it's been an adventure. You know, like when I first started, and for those that weren't, you know, with Catalyst, when I was kind of describing my journey, I had talked about how the Lord called me into this new ministry called Standing Stone that ministers to pastors and missionaries mm-hmm. and other church leaders, and just feeling that call to do that, but not knowing what it looks like. Like, I don't know what I was going to be doing when I go into Standing Stone. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where my income would be coming from. We're a fundraising mm-hmm. organization, so we have to raise our own funds. Mm-hmm. And so kind of going into that environment, it's really it was a step of faith.
Yeah.
But I think, and again, looking at the positive and not the negative, I think what the Lord is really showing me is like just how freeing that is, right? A lot of times we live with so many constraints on us, so many boundaries on us, so many things that we can't do, and we have to do this or that. And I just felt like, I'm really free. Wow. This could be really whatever God wants it to be, and to feel really excited about that. And so it's good. It's helped me let go of control.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, you know, like I always had to know a plan, and I don't have to look far in the future. You know, I don't have to know from A to Z. Just to C would be good. You know, like that's kind of far out as I went. I'd like to know A, B, and C, and like mm-hmm. that's good for me. But to not know A, that was different, right? Then to really start enjoying that, right? If there is no A, it could just really be whatever God wants it to be. Mm. And it just felt very freeing and it felt exciting. Mm. And I felt like, I think this is the kind of life that God wants us to do when we let go of control, that we can really experience just like whatever he wants, you know, and not be dictated by the world and by your work and by money and by what you say and what your parents say or who your spouse says or children say, but to really be free.
It's interesting that you say to really be free, because that's been something that's been really on your heart, you know, for a long time, is helping people to experience God's freedom. You wrote a book called Be Free. Mm-hmm. And so it's neat to see that you're able to experience that mm-hmm. on a personal level too. So it's not just God wants other people to be free, but God wants me to be free too. So that's kind of neat. Do you think, was that a difficult transition for you to make? Was that something that just like clicked all of a sudden? How was that for you?
Yeah, when I first started, it's interesting because my last Sunday at Catalyst was the last Sunday of January in 2021. And then I remember when February turned the calendar to February, I was like, what am I doing? You know, like, what did I just do? You know, so I had a little bit of that. Like, what did I just, you know, decisions, I can't stop, I can't reverse it. And then it's interesting, as much as like I felt like I went through the grieving process of kind of like leaving Catalyst, and that was really my family, even closer than my, you know, blood family. I really felt that way about Catalyst. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like the 5-month period leading up to when I was going, I thought I went through that, but it was different when you're actually stepping in.
Yeah.
And so the beginning was some grieving, you know, and just kind of just being with the Lord. And so it was actually good that I didn't have a lot of things set up in the beginning. Mm. Standing, so it gave me some space to grieve, right? And just to see, but grieve also in a, if you could, kind of weird to say this, but in a positive way, because there was such rich relationships. There was such great family. There was such great community. There was such great fruit that came out, and living those things together and thriving together and wanting to be all we are created and called to be together and doing that together. Mm-hmm. It had been so great and so enriching, and it became really transformed me, right? I really was transformed through that time.
Yeah.
And I really have seen it during this past year, that all the things that God has done through Catalyst is starting to come out. When I'm meeting with pastors and missionaries, like, what am I sharing with them? I'm sharing with them everything that I learned at Catalyst, everything that God showed me there. And it's interesting because when I was getting ready to launch, one of the things he shared with me is that you're going to be Catalyst Mobile, right? Wow. That's the word he gave me, was Catalyst Mobile, right? And so you're going to be Catalyst, but you're going to be mobile. You're going to like take it out to different places and to different people. And really that's happening, you know? So every pastor and missionary I meet, I take them through Be Free. You know, I take them through looking at their design and who God made them to be, and to really step into all they are created and called to be. So it really is turning out that way, what the Lord had kind of spoken to me about.
That's cool. Yeah. And I think for me personally, just walking with you on staff a little bit and different things, just how much you've helped transform my life, and just really getting down to like knowing our identity in the Lord and breaking off those boulders and things like you're saying that hinder us, and just really being free. And now it's entering into being free to like enjoy life in any season, any situation. So it's just always such a blessing to hear any tidbit from Pastor Sam.
Yeah. So, you know, Pastor Sam, some of the things that we've been learning at Catalyst are unique. They're very unique from some of the things that are taught in other churches. Mm. So have you had any pushback from any of the leaders that you've been walking through, some of the Be Free stuff, some of the identity things? Have you had any pushback, or has it been totally well received and really easy for people to receive the teaching and stuff like that?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I've been helping out at my cousin's church and kind of being an interim pastor there. And one of the things that I did there was I went through the Be Free material. So about our identity in Christ, that our value and our identity don't come from what we do or what other people think about us, that our true identity comes from who God says we are and who he made us to be. And so it's interesting because, like, I've been out of the Korean church for a very long time. So I grew up in the Korean church, you know, for pretty much all my childhood growing up. And then when I went into ministry, you know, I was at Cerritos Baptist Church and then Catalyst. And so I've been out of the Korean church for more than 22 years.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting going back to the Korean church. And the Korean church is like, is very distinct, right? So one of the characteristics of the Korean church is like one of their strengths is their passion, you know, and they kind of go all out in their faith, which I love, which I love that. But one of the things that is kind of like a danger is they're very kind of highly driven and performance-based, and which is true of all of us, but I see it in the Korean church in my experience. And so I was a little bit, I don't want to say cautious, but like interested in how they'd receive this whole idea of their value and identity not coming from what they do and not coming from what other people think about them.
Right.
But what was encouraging was, as we're going through the material, how easily they identified with it. You know, and how they recognized it. You know, even my cousin was sharing how, like, she said, I'm the poster child for this performance-based thinking. Like, this is in and through everything that I think and do, and how I am at work and how I am in my marriage and et cetera, et cetera. And so that was the easy part. The easy part was, like, the identifying. And I think that all of us, even non-Christians that I've talked to, they can identify with the same thing.
Yeah.
They realize that they carry that as well, you know, and that it affects them. But I guess where the difficult is, where the rubber meets the road, is like, what do you do with that? Mm-hmm. You know, and so I wouldn't say it's pushback for that, but I just noticing that it's difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult to try to change your perspective and your thinking after you've carried that for your whole life.
Yeah.
You know, but it's cool to see that they had an openness and a desire. And even all the pastors that I meet, like, they've been all been very receptive to the material and actually really excited about what God's speaking to them.
Mm. So as you've gone through the material with, you know, the church or different pastors, have you noticed any transformation? Do you have any stories that you can share with us?
Yeah, I do. I just had one this morning. So I was talking with one of a church leader, and I had been walking them through the Be Free material and about really becoming free from, and this person in particular works in an industry that's very performance driven, mm-hmm. right? And constantly being compared and to other people doing similar things. And they're just sharing with me about how free they've become from that. You know, it used to be a source of a lot of anxiousness for them, mm-hmm. and a lot of worry, and they're like carrying a heavy weight, and they just felt so exhausted. That's what they kept saying, like, I just feel so exhausted every day. Oh, wow. And then every week, right? They're just trying to live for the weekend, you know, like, mm-hmm. the TGIF is really TGIF because I can't believe I can't made it through this week, mm-hmm. and then I needed a break, right? And they were describing that's how their experience was every day, every week in their workplace. But just seeing like it's so different now, that they actually feel more free and realize just making those different declarations that, you know, my value doesn't come from what my boss thinks about me. My value doesn't come from how well I do in this workplace. My value doesn't come from if I do better than this person or this person does better than me. My value is not determined by that. And just how freeing it was for them and what it made a difference in just their enjoyment. Like, they actually love their job, right? But they couldn't experience it that way. They just felt like this is so, they were even wondering, should I go to a different job? Even though they felt like this actually job is the right fit for me.
Yeah.
Right. But now they're being able to experience something that was actually always there, mm-hmm. which is this is actually something they can really enjoy.
Wow. That must be so rewarding for you to see that type of transformation. I mean, it's exciting just to hear about it on our end, and you're the one actually getting to walk people through that.
Yeah, it is. It is just kind of affirmation for just the things that the Lord has been kind of using to transform me, first in my own life, mm-hmm. you know, then in my marriage, and then in my parenting, and then kind of every area of my life, which is really what the gospel should do. Like, you know, the Be Free material is just really the gospel message.
Yeah.
Really, that Jesus came to give us a new life and a new identity, mm-hmm. you know, but to see that reaffirmed over and again. I don't know why it surprises me. I guess it shouldn't surprise me that it works outside of Catalyst and outside of the other places that I've gone, but it does. It's universal. Everybody has that. Everybody has that need to receive Jesus. Everybody mm-hmm. has that need to be free from their old life and their old identity,
wow. yeah.
to experience a brand new life. And I think that's the shame that I see, is that so many of us, especially as Christians, we should experience that new life, but we don't. Mm-hmm. And that's really my heart, is like, I want everybody to experience just how amazing the life that God is actually calling us to.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why this question, I don't even know if it can be answered, but it's like, let's say someone's going through a hard time, either in their job or in their marriage or whatever it is. Are there like three practical steps for someone to take to be free? Or, you know, like, what's that process look like if someone's going through a really hard time? Or
wow, how much time do we have on this podcast?
You're asking him to do this whole Be Free teaching
and
boil it down to 3 points.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's just see kind of what God brings to mind a little bit as we're talking. But I would say one thing, which is what we've been talking about a little bit, which is kind of like the core of it, is where are we getting our value and our identity from? Mm-hmm. You know, because I think that when we get our value and identity from whether it's people or things, then when something happens in those areas, it's more devastating. Mm-hmm. You know, it hurts deeper and it's harder to deal with, and it becomes overwhelming, and it becomes anxiety ridden, and it becomes depressing, and it becomes where you're feeling like, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
And it really lends itself to becoming in that place. Mm-hmm. And so I think really when I see people realign their thinking and really understand that that's not true any longer, that it brings some immediate relief. It doesn't solve the situation, right? It doesn't change the circumstance. Like what they're going through, whether it's in their marriage and their family or work or whatever the case is that they're going through, their crisis they're going through, it doesn't change that. But it starts changing their experience and how much it's impacting them, and how much it's affecting them, mm-hmm. right? It brings it from, like, if I could say like a 10 out of 10, it'll bring it down to a 6.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's still there. A 6 is probably more than you wanted to have.
Right.
But it's not debilitating anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what I really found, is that it's so helpful as a starting point to really break that hold that it's has on you. Mm-hmm. And then I think God can start working from there.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the neat things about understanding the gospel in this way, right? When we get our value from what we do or what other people think about us, then it's so unstable, right? It's so unstable because we're only as good as our last project. We're only as good as what these people think.
Yeah.
But if that changes,
so circumstantial.
Then, yeah, it's so circumstantial. So if that changes, then our value goes down. Mm-hmm. But when we understand our value comes from God and what he was willing to pay for us, which is Jesus, that's not changing. Mm-hmm. He already paid the price for us. And that was his own son. And that's how much he values us. And when we recognize that that's how much our value is and that doesn't change, then our circumstances can change, but that doesn't change our value. And so we're on a more stable footing, right? And so I think that's so neat about what the Be Free teaching is, which is kind of the second part of Grace Walk, if you've read Grace Walk or Normal Christian Life, right? Those are kind of the intros, and then the Be Free is how to really experience those truths for yourself. And so that's so neat, Pastor Sam, that you're able to experience some of this transformation and walking people through. Because I know for me and our church, it's been so transformational for us, and we're able to experience so much more joy and more life. And by you taking these other pastors and these other churches through this material, you're like multiplying so much. And it's not just limited to the walls of our church Catalyst, but you're taking it outside the walls, and you're actually able to multiply what God is able to do through free people. And that's so neat. So Pastor Sam, is there anything that you've been really feeling that you've wanted to share or impart to our Catalyst family? I know that our people have been missing you so much and missing hearing from you and being just, you know, kind of like you were sharing before, that just our heart is for you. So is there anything that you would want to impart or share with our church family?
Yeah, it kind of goes to what I was sharing about what's been coming out in my ministry for the past year, mm-hmm. whether it's at my cousin's church or in Standing Stone, meeting with missionaries or pastors. Mm-hmm. I really felt more and more, as the Lord was showing, that the things that God has used in this church from the very beginning to transform me has really produced all the fruit that I've been seeing, you know? And so my encouragement to whoever's listening or Catalyst is, this is such a blessing to be a part of this community. Don't take it for granted, but two, step into it more. Step into it more. And I want to encourage you to have greater confidence in the foundation that you have, greater confidence to step out in faith, to do things that the world would say, why are you doing that? Why are you making that decision? You know, why are you stepping out from this position of being like executive pastor here at a church that you love? Like, people would really long for to be in that kind of position. Why are you leaving that? You know, it doesn't make any sense, right? But then when I stepped out and was able to go there, really put in a position where I had to step out in faith. Mm-hmm. And it was scary. Yeah, it was scary. Yeah. It was scary. And I had to go through a long process of the Lord dealing with that. Mm-hmm. But when I did, I saw that the foundation that the Lord's built in this place is so solid, so good, and so reproducible. And people are hungry for it. whether I meet with pastors or missionaries or regular people, it doesn't matter. Everybody's hungry to hear and experience what we have heard and experienced and we have in our own life. And so for you to experience it more, yes, but it's not just for you.
Mm-hmm.
For you to go and impact other people, and don't be fearful about it, because what you have is so good and so amazing. And just this past year has really highlighted that for me. Mm-hmm. It's not just unique to our church. It's unique to everybody. Everybody has that hunger and that desire to really be free and to really be all they are created and called to be. Everybody does.
Yeah, that's so good. And I think that that word faith really stands out to me. And it's like, if you want more in your life, if you're not satisfied with whatever is going on, there is an element of faith involved. Like, there is steps you have to take as well. Like, God will meet you, but you have to also meet him halfway. So in that place, it could be difficult because that means change. But if you do want change in your life, if you do want to be free, then there's different things that you can do to go there, which it's not always easy and sometimes it's scary, but having that faith element seems like a big component to faith in the Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because one of the things the Lord was telling me was, if you want something different in your life, you can't do the same things that you've always been doing, right? That's kind of the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, right? And if we really want a better life, a more fulfilling life, a more fruitful life, a more free life, we have to be willing to let go of some of the things that we've been holding on to and that are comfortable for us. And like you said, it's super hard. It's super hard to like step out and to do that.
Yeah.
But you have to let the hunger drive you. Like, what are you hungry for? And I'm hungering for more of the Lord and more of a life that he really intended. More fruitfulness, more life, more joy, more all of these things that we lack so much. Like, it's there for us. It's available for us if we're willing to change, if we're willing to hear from him, if we're willing to listen to what he says and obey and take a step of faith. And it's scary, but he's good, you know, and that he does meet you when you do that.
Yeah, and it's neat that you're talking as an encouragement to our church family to step out of our comfort zone, because, you know, in the small groups right now, we're going through a series on evangelism and sharing our faith with other people. And so it's neat, Pastor Sam, because, you know, you have been the first fruits and example of that this past year of taking what we've experienced and known and the transformation that God has done in your life, and you've taken it outside and you've seen fruit from it, and people are changed and transformed. And you said people are hungry for it. So as an encouragement to our church family, that's neat, because, you know, as we move in this season of evangelism and sharing our faith, that's what's to come, church family. We're going to see people transformed. We're going to see our loved ones transformed. We're going to see people experiencing God in new ways. We're going to see lives changed where people are, you know, not getting their value from what they do or from what other people think, but really getting their value from the Lord. And that's going to shift so many paradigms. That's going to shift so many outcomes just because people are transformed from the inside. So that's a neat encouragement. And that's one of the things that's been so neat for me is just seeing, like I said, how God is weaving everything together. Like, we haven't talked to Pastor Sam in a long time, and that's his encouragement to our church family. And it's the right timing because we're going through a season of evangelism and learning about evangelism. That's so neat, Pastor Sam. I don't know if that's neat to you, but it's neat to me.
No, I love it. I love it. We're all walking by the same Spirit, so it shouldn't be a surprise.
It's not a surprise, but it is every week. I'm amazingly surprised at what God is doing.
Wow.
And that's so cool. So do you have any closing thoughts for us?
Yeah, well, I think along the same lines, I just want to encourage everyone to be who they are, who they're created to be, to flourish, like, kind of is the mission for Catalyst. Mm-hmm. And Damon had said, like, I'm kind of one of the first fruits, but I don't want to be the only fruit. You know, I want you to
really
experience what I've experienced, and you can do it, you know, because it doesn't depend on you. It depends on God. You know, and as much as it's scary for you, it's not scary for him. Mm. He's not scared. He's not intimidated. Mm. He's not thrown back by the things that we are. Mm. We just have to recognize. And this is something the Lord keeps telling me is like, Look at the situations you're saying. Every time you say this is hard, you're thinking you're going to do it. Because when I look at God, it's not hard for him. And he said, you need to make that switch. You need to stop thinking that you're the one that's going to do it, but make the switch to see that God is the one that's going to do it.
Gosh, I just always enjoy our time talking to Pastor Sam. I feel like I'm this like little bird, like, oh, what's going to drop today? What's he going to say? And it's just always so ministering. So thank you so much for just sharing this time with us. And I just always feel so blessed.
Yeah, thanks for spending time with us. Is there a way for our church family to be able to catch up with you, share your YouTube channel, website, anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find me on both. I do have a website, PastorSamLee.com, and I do have a YouTube channel, Be Free Ministries. If you put that in, I think mine will show up there if you include my name, Pastor Sam, and Be Free Ministries. On my YouTube channel, I have all my messages. So I upload all the messages from when I speak at different places. I put them on my YouTube channel. I have Be Free material on there. I have the Be Free workshop that goes through the book. I have those videos on there. So it's just a way that you can kind of stay connected and to hear.
Yeah. So if you are someone that, you know, some of the things that Pastor Sam shared today about getting your value from your work or getting your value from what other people think about you, if you feel like that resonates, then you should check out some more of Pastor Sam's material or check out his book. We have it available at church on Sundays. So thank you, Pastor Sam, so much. We've enjoyed this time. Thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the privilege. Thank you, and I love you guys.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
All right, and as Uncle Cos would say, let's go, Jesus! Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.